You're going to miss people like that, Producer Aleph, when you leave us here at this little radio station of ours.
I am. And actually, the listeners, I had a weird moment yesterday where I was like, I felt like, I don't even know how to put it into words. I was trying to tell someone yesterday what it was that I was going through in my mind. And all of these really positive, kind things that our listeners say to us has been one of the reasons why I've loved working here so much. And it's just such a nice... I have this thing called synesthesia. And what I saw when I was thinking about it was like a fluffy piece of fabric. For those of you who know, if you know, you know.
What synesthesia is. You've talked to us about that before, but I think if you wanted to describe WGN Radio listeners or the relationship we have with them as a textile or a tactile thing, I'd say a fluffy piece of fabric might work.
Yeah.
It certainly is. It works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just, I don't know what people think about me. And I mean, over the past few years, I've learned to care a lot less about that.
You should hear the things people say to our producers off the air. Some of you have not been nice at times.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. That's very true.
And some of you have been delightful.
Yeah, but it's just like given me a lot of thinking to do about what my values are as a 29-year-old. I'm 29. So, one note about Joe DiMaggio. The reason why I knew that was because there's a song, in the beginning of the song, the singer says something like, "Who's your favorite baseball player? Joe DiMaggio."
Nicely
That's
done. I thought
that.
You were going to reference Simon and Garfunkel, "Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio?" Our
there's
nation
one.
Turns its lonely eyes to you. So, Producer Aleph is leaving WGN Radio, and thanks to those of you who have done her kindnesses and cooperated with her. We put our producers through a lot of pressure here at this radio station. It may sound like fun and games on the air, but I'm telling you, getting it on the air is not always an easy task. So I always say that our radio shows sound as good as the producers and as bad as the hosts. I think we've had a pretty good show here the last few years because we've had a really good producer. And Aleph has done everything that a producer can do here, but she also has other talents that she wants to pursue that don't include producing this show, include music. You talk about that a lot. So you're going out to California. You've got some family out there, and you're going to try and make your mark out there, huh?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for trusting me with your show. This is a really big deal to you and has been to me. So, just thank you. Thank you so much. You've been,
sure.
You have made a huge impact in my life. You might not know, maybe you do know it, but you moved my couch into my first apartment.
Well, that was a huge impact in your life. Griffin and I pushed a sofa up some stairs and put it in your apartment.
It was Grant, actually. But Griffin and
Grant?
You put my air conditioner in. So.
Yeah, I knew Griffin and I were in there doing something. Yeah, we put the window air unit in for you.
Yeah. But yeah, I have family in Los Angeles. And one more thing about leaving here. Last night, I said to my mom, I feel like I'm betraying the younger me by leaving this post. And she said, well, it's just a chapter that you've completed and now it's time to move on, which is true. And I've been wanting to do something big with my music for a really long time as well. So I'm going to do both. I'm going to see what I can do with media and also carry out my music career in California.
As a singer, songwriter, performer.
Exactly. I really want to perform more, and hopefully this COVID madness doesn't get in the way of that too much.
I know you've had some shows canceled here. You still have one more gig after the first of the year that you hope to finish here before you head out there. Are mm-hmm. you going to join a band?
In LA?
Would you want to be a singer in a band or a member of a group?
If I have to, but I'm so territorial over my project.
Yes, you certainly are. You're
yeah.
with your stuff like I am with mine.
With your show, yeah, exactly. So,
which has made it not always easy to work with me, I might add. So,
it is what it is, you know. When you have something that's your baby, and it's not like it's not a human, but when you have something that is that important to you, you have to put your all into it, and it doesn't matter what other people say, as long as you're respectful, and you are.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think this may sound like a funny thing to say, but I'm glad you're leaving. I think it's time for you to go.
Thank you.
You know why I say that. I mean, if what else you have to offer is not being satisfied here, I mean, and this is, we're not a musical venue, then it's time for you to pursue that as well. So, Godspeed to you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, well, we've got 13 more minutes of radio to do here. Thanks to those of you who have also been sending in kind messages and saying we're going to miss Elif. By the way, I know one of the things that a lot of you are going to miss is when I say, Elif!
I'm not going to miss that, though.
What is the average temperature for this day in Chicago? And then she looks at me, like wide-eyed, like, oh, crap, really? I got to whatever the thing is. And then I send her down this rabbit hole to get some information. And then I say, come on, get back. Get it back here. And then she's got to get it back here. And then the bit doesn't work if you drop the line. You got to deliver it perfectly. And if you can personalize it, that's great. But it either works or it doesn't. I'd say about 99.74% of the time you nailed it. And that may be the reason Elif is leaving, because as much fun as that's been for us, it was just another like, oh, I got to do that now too while I'm doing three other things. So thanks for doing that.
Okay, one more thing. You're welcome. And one more thing is that people are texting in saying really nice things, and I've been trying to respond to as many as I can. And if I don't, it's not because I don't love you. It's because there's a lot of them, and now I'm sounding really bad, but...
Ooh, la-ti-da, but she doesn't have time for all the little people.
I'm sorry, that's not what I meant.
It's exactly what it sounded like, what you were saying. Maybe if 1,000 people are sending in texts, yeah, you can't get to all of them. But we read them, we hear them, we appreciate them. And thank you, Elif.